Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and Dei Maseches Nazir Daf Lamed Tes, the sixth parak Shloshim Mini. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara inquires, "Hai Mazia Milataches Ravi or Maleil? Does hair grow from the base or from the tip?" The Gemara presents a practical difference. When Nazir Shigihu Listim, regarding a Nazir whom bandits shave, Veshiru Bo Kedilak of Rosh Ikaro, and left on him long enough hair to bend it to its root, which is a significant 7-day growth. If it grows from the base, then the original hair he had when he accepted Naziris was cut off, and he must wait for a full 30-day growth to complete the Naziris. But if it grows from the tip, then only new hair was cut off, and the remaining original hair is of sufficient significance to complete his Naziris. After deflecting several attempts to resolve this inquiry, the Gemara proves conclusively that hair grows from the base. Miskarti the Rafi Amr Milataches from red paint on sheep, where the wool becomes loose at the base but remains stiff at the top where it was originally painted. Furthermore, when old men dye their beards black, the bottom of the hairs are white as they continue to grow, demonstrating that the hair grows out from the root. Point number two, having established that the hair grows out from the base, the Gemara asks how to explain a braisa which teaches Nazir Shigihu Listim, a Nazir whom bandits shaved, Vishirbo Kedilak of Roshul Ikaro, and left on him long enough hair to bend to the root, Enososer, he does not forfeit any days of Naziris. Since the hair that remained was not present when he accepted Naziris, he should require a full 30-day growth, as Gemara said above. In answer is Kagon Shigihu Akher Molos. It's a case where they shaved him after the completion of his term, but before he brought Karbanis, and follows the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, who says, Ko Akher Molos Zayin Soser, whatever happens after the completion of his term, forfeits 7 days and no more. The Gemara explains its reasoning, Yalk Taglachas Tahara Mitlachas Tumah. Rebbe Eliezer warns the shaving of a case of Tahara, where the Karbanis were postponed because of an illegal shaving, from shaving in a case of Tumah, where a Nazir became Tameh after completion of his term. Mati Glachas Tumah Shiva, just as shaving in a case of Tumah, postpones the final Karbanis for 7 days to become Tahor. As Rabbi Yehuda said on Daf Tez Zayin, Afti Glachas Tahara Shiva, so too, the shaving in a case of Tahara postpones the Karbanis for 7 days. And point number three, was taught in a brace according to the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia. Ta'ar, Ainli El Atar, the Torah says a razor. I only know of the prohibition of a Nazir to shave with a razor. If he plucked it, removed it with a cream, or picked any amount, from where is it known? Talmud Lomar Kadosh Yegadol Peres El Rosho. The Torah teaches it shall be holy. He shall grow the tresses of the hair of his head, and hair removal of any form violates his commandment. Rabbi Yonason disagrees and says only using a razor violates a prohibition, but not other means of hair removal. The Gemara explains that he holds the above pasuk teaches that one who does use a razor violates a positive commandment in addition to the losasi of shaving with a razor. Our Mishnah, which says that removing hair with scissors or picking is chayiv malchus, must hold that either form is forbidden by losasi. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara inquires, "Hai Mazia Milataches Ravi or Maleil? Does hair grow from the base or from the tip?" The Gemara presents a practical difference. When Nazir Shigihu Listim, regarding a Nazir whom bandits shave, Veshiru Bo Kedilak of Rosh Ikaro, and left on him long enough hair to bend it to its root, which is a significant 7-day growth. If it grows from the base, then the original hair he had when he accepted Naziris was cut off, and he must wait for a full 30-day growth to complete the Naziris. But if it grows from the tip, then only new hair was cut off, and the remaining original hair is of sufficient significance to complete his Naziris. After deflecting several attempts to resolve this inquiry, the Gemara proves conclusively that hair grows from the base. Miskarti the Rafi Amr Milataches from red paint on sheep, where the wool becomes loose at the base but remains stiff at the top where it was originally painted. Furthermore, when old men dye their beards black, the bottom of the hairs are white as they continue to grow, demonstrating that the hair grows out from the root. Point number two, having established that the hair grows out from the base, the Gemara asks how to explain a braisa which teaches Nazir Shigihu Listim, a Nazir whom bandits shaved, Vishirbo Kedilak of Roshul Ikaro, and left on him long enough hair to bend to the root, Enososer, he does not forfeit any days of Naziris. Since the hair that remained was not present when he accepted Naziris, he should require a full 30-day growth, as Gemara said above. In answer is Kagon Shigihu Akher Molos. It's a case where they shaved him after the completion of his term, but before he brought Karbanis, and follows the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, who says, Ko Akher Molos Zayin Soser, whatever happens after the completion of his term, forfeits 7 days and no more. The Gemara explains its reasoning, Yalk Taglachas Tahara Mitlachas Tumah. Rebbe Eliezer warns the shaving of a case of Tahara, where the Karbanis were postponed because of an illegal shaving, from shaving in a case of Tumah, where a Nazir became Tameh after completion of his term. Mati Glachas Tumah Shiva, just as shaving in a case of Tumah, postpones the final Karbanis for 7 days to become Tahor. As Rabbi Yehuda said on Daf Tez Zayin, Afti Glachas Tahara Shiva, so too, the shaving in a case of Tahara postpones the Karbanis for 7 days. And point number three, was taught in a brace according to the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia. Ta'ar, Ainli El Atar, the Torah says a razor. I only know of the prohibition of a nazir to shave with a razor. Talish mirot tzipsef koshu minayim, if he plucked it, removed it with a cream, or picked any amount, from where is it known? Talmud lomer kadosh yeh gadol peres el rosho. The Torah teaches it shall be holy. He shall grow the tresses of the hair of his head, and hair removal of any form violates his commandment. Rabbi Yonason disagrees and says only using a razor violates a prohibition, but not other means of hair removal. The Gemara explains that he holds the above pasuk teaches that one who does use a razor violates a positive commandment in addition to the losase of shaving with a razor. Our Mishnah, which says that removing hair with scissors or picking is chayiv malchus, must hold that either form is forbidden by losase. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Lamed Tes, and our standard siman is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the siman. So here goes. The hairy Nazir mailman who was captured by bandits and had his hair shaved, leaving his hair long enough to be able to bend at the root, mistakenly revealed to his captors that he wouldn't forfeit any days of his Nazirus because it was already after the completion of his term, whereupon they plucked his hair and removed it all with cream. Once again in slow motion. The hairy Nazir mailman, that must mean one Daf Lamed Tes, letter. The hairy Nazir mailman who was captured by bandits and had his hair shaved, leaving his hair long enough to be able to bend at the root, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, does hair grow from the base or from the tip? The nafkamina is regarding a Nazir whom bandits shaved and left on him long enough hair to bend it to its root, which is a significant 7-day growth. If it grows out from the base, then the original hair he had when he accepted Nazirus was cut off, and he must wait for a full 30-day growth to complete his Nazirus. But if it grows from the tip, then only new hair was cut off, and the remaining original hair is of a sufficient significance to complete his Nazirus. The Gemara determines it grows in the base of the root. So the hairy Nazir mailman who was captured by bandits and had his hair shaved, leaving his hair long enough to be able to bend at the root, mistakenly revealed to his captors that he wouldn't forfeit any days of his Nazirus because it was already after the completion of his term, which reminds us, a Nazir whom bandits shaved and left on him long enough hair to bend to the root, he doesn't forfeit any days of the Nazirus. He doesn't require a full 30-day growth because of the cases where they shaved him after the completion of his term, but before he brought karbanas. So the hairy Nazir mailman who was captured by bandits and had his hair shaved, leaving his hair long enough to be able to bend at the root, mistakenly revealed to his captors that he wouldn't forfeit any days of his Nazirus because it was already after the completion of his term, whereupon they plucked his hair and removed it all with cream. Which reminds us, it's a machlokes whether a Nazir only transgresses when he shaves with a razor or also when the hair is plucked or a cream is used. So once again, the hairy Nazir mailman who was captured by bandits and had his hair shaved, leaving his hair long enough to be able to bend at the root, mistakenly revealed to his captors that he wouldn't forfeit any days of his Nazirus because it was already after the completion of his term, whereupon they plucked his hair and removed it all with cream. All right, so now it's time for four Blabak Hazar. Daf Lamed Hey. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Hey is a children's choir singing La La La. So here goes. The hairy children's choir, that must be more on Daf Lamed Hey. La La La. The hairy children's choir who sang the Prat Klo Uprat song while a Shomer Sacher watching a donkey listened in, which reminds us, Rabbi Yavo said the Rolazer darshans Prat Klo Uprat from the Pasuk of Shomer Sacher, whereas Rava says he darshans it from Sukkim describing an Ola brought from sheep or goats. So the hairy children's choir who sang the Prat Klo Uprat song while Shomer Sacher watching a donkey listened in and then practiced the Klal Prat Uklal song, which sounded almost the same, which reminds the Gemara, since both Klal Uprat Uklal and Prat Uklal Uprat yield a rule to include Ke'ina Prat, similar to the Prat, what is the difference between the two? It answers that there is a difference, that whereas we're two Klalim and one Prat in the case of Klal Uprat Uklal, if there's something similar in even one way, we include it. But with two Pratim and one Klal, in the case of Prat Uklal Prat, if there is something similar in two ways, we include it, but with a similarity of merely one way, we do not include it. So the hairy children's choir who sang the Prat Klal Uprat song while Shomer Sacher watching a donkey listened in and then practiced the Klal Prat Uklal song, which sounded almost the same, were caught off guard when the Shomer Sacher tackled a Nazir to the ground to prevent him from eating bread soaked in wine, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehoshua said in the Imrami Yochanan, Kol Isurin Shibatorah ain't heter mitzar for Isser. For all prohibitions in the Torah, permitted matter does not combine with forbidden matter to compose the amount required for punishment, chutz mi'isuri nazir, except for the prohibitions of a nazir. Shrei Amra Torah Mishras, because the Torah said steeped. The Torah is teaching that even with less than a kazayas of wine soaked in bread, the bread will combine with it to make up a full share of a kazayas and incur malchus. Daf Lamed Vav. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Vav is a lulav. So here goes. The Kohen used a hairy lulav. That must be one Daf Lamed Vav. Lulav. The kohen used a hairy lulav to swipe off half a gezeis of leaven and half a gezeis of matzah off the mizbeach because of hetem etzarv le'isser, which reminds us, Ziri argues with Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that hetem etzarv le'isser only applies to the prohibitions of a nazir, and says, af se'or b'bal taktiru, the law of hetem etzarv le'isser applies even to leaven regarding the prohibition of do not burn leaven on the mizbeach. One who burns half a gezeis of chametz with half a gezeis of matzah on the mizbeach would be chayev malkus. So the kohen used a hairy lulav to swipe off half a gezeis of leaven and half a gezeis of matzah off the mizbeach because of hetem etzarv le'isser, used a small hairy lulav to stir his bowl of chulin porridge that contained garlic and oil of truma, which reminds us, Abai assumed that if one ate porridge made primarily of chulin grain, which also contained garlic and oil of truma, although most of it was chulin and he ate far less than a gezeis of truma, he gets malchus because hetem etzarv le'isser applies to truma and the chulin combines with the truma to comprise a shear. Rav Dimi answered the case is that he would eat a kezais of truma, deika kezais b'chdei achilas pras, because there's a kezais of truma present in the amount of time to require to eat a pras of the porridge. So the kohen used a hairy lulav to swipe off half a kezais of leaven and half a kezais of matzah off the mizbeach because of hetem etzarv le'isser, used a small hairy lulav to stir his bowl of chulin porridge that contained garlic and oil of truma, after dipping it into some Kutach HaBavli, which reminds us no one would eat a kezais of chametz in Kutach HaBavli, b'chdei achilas pras, to be chayiv malkus. Daf Lamed Zayin, so the simmer Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The hairy laser tag champ, laser tag? That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Zayin. The hairy laser tag champ who got drunk sipping from water which had a wine taste because of steeping grapes, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a braisa that reflects the view of the Rabbanan that Mishras litam tam ke ikr, the word steeped teaches that flavor is equal to substance, that if he steeped grapes in water and has a wine flavor, he's high for drinking it. The braisa adds that this principle is extrapolated to all prohibitions based on the Kal v'chomer. Anaz's prohibitions, which are temporary for the duration of his term, and they're only prohibited in consumption and not hanah, and can become permitted if a chacham annuls his naziris, then certainly applies by other prohibitions which are more stringent in some or all of these regards. So the hairy laser tag champ who got drunk sipping from water, which had a wine taste because of steeping grapes, and tried to use his hairy laser tag gun to purge nachri kelim to get rid of the tam, which reminds us, Rabbi Kiva learns tam ke ikar from the law of gilui nachrim, purging utensils of nachrim from the absorbed flavor of forbidden foods. Without purging, the flavor would later be emitted into the Jew's food and forbid it. So the hairy laser tag champ who got drunk sipping from water, which had a wine taste because of steeping grapes, and tried to use his hairy laser tag gun to purge nachri kelim to get rid of the tam, was ejected from the competition when he knocked the referee's shami meat sandwich onto a chatas pasula, making the meat possible, which reminds us, Rav Ashi was asked why Rabbi Kiva did not learn from Nazir to apply hetem etzarv le'isser to all prohibitions, just as the Rabban applied tam ke ikar to all prohibitions based on Nazir. He answered that the Torah taught this principle in two places, Nazir and Chatas, and the rule is kol beis ksuvim habayin ke'elchad ein malamnim, that one principle taught in two psukim cannot be extrapolated elsewhere. The case of a chatas is in Hebraic about the pasuk which says, "Kol sheyigah b'sara yikdash, whatever touches its meat becomes holy." The word b'sara in its meat teaches that if part of the chatas is absorbed into shlamim meat, for example, yikdash liyos kamoa, it shall become holy to be treated like the holier chatas. Then if the chatas is pasul, the meat becomes pasul. And if the chatas is valid, the meat must be eaten according to the stricter chatas component, meaning according to its shorter timeline for eating. Daf Lamed Ches. So the simmer Daf Lamed Ches is a davar lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. The chicken soup, that must more on Daf Lamed Ches, a davar lach. The chicken soup with hairy feathers being poured out into five red cups and five white cups, each the size of a raviz, which reminds us, Velazer said there are 10 cases dependent on a raviz, and Rav Gana organized them as five red, referring to wine or blood, and five white, referring to water or oil. The Gemara relates a similar story for the five red, Nazir, Osa Pesach, Shehor B'Mikdash U'Mesu, a Nazir, and someone making a Pesach who ruled in the Mikdash and died, and the similar story for the five white, Chalas Nazir U'Metzorah, Shenipsu B'Shabbos, the Chal of a Nazir and Metzorah, which were disqualified on Shabbos. So the chicken soup with hairy feathers being poured out into 5 red cups and 5 white cups, each the size of a raviz, was for the Nazir who was healing from 2 sets of malkos he received for eating both fresh and dried grapes. Which reminds us of Brisa states explained the previous Mishnah, "Vanav milachim yevesh moyocho," and grapes both fresh and dried he may not eat, "lechai val zeb bifnei atzmo val zeb bifnei atzmo." But writing them both explicitly, it teaches to make him chai for each one separately. If he ate a shear of each and was warned about each beforehand, he receives 2 sets of malkos, although they're both grapes, and normally eating 2 shiurim of the same substance incurs 1 set of malkos. This is extended to all Nazir prohibitions. So the chicken soup with hairy feathers being poured out into 5 red cups and 5 white cups, each the size of a raviz, was for the Nazir who was healing from 2 sets of malkos he received, bringing both fresh and dried grapes, who just got word that he was not going to be lashed a third time for the love. Shabbat clothes, which reminds us, Abai said, "Achel chartzin lo kishtaim." If a Nazir ate grape seed, he receives 2 sets of malkos. Achel zag lo kishtaim. If he ate grape skin, he receives 2 sets of malkos. Achel chartzin vazag lo kishalosh. If he ate grape seed and grape skin, he receives 3 sets of malkos. The additional malkos in each case is for the general prohibition of mikol sheyas migefen yain lo yochel. From all that the grapevine produces, he may not eat, which includes all foods forbidden to a Nazir. Rava says, "Ein loka ela achas." He only receives 1 set of malkas in the first 2 cases. "Shein loka alav shabakos," because there are no malkas for a generalized prohibition that covers several specific prohibitions. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do the machlokas whether a Nazir gets lashed for a lav shabaklolos? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 2, which daf do you learn for the word mishras that hetrim at starf leisr by a Nazir? That's on daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 3. Which definitely one of the Zairi holds, the Heterman Star for Isser applies to burning half a kazais of chametz with half a kazais of matzah on the Mizbeach? That's on Daf Lamed Vav. Good. Number 4. Which definitely one of the Nazir receives 2 sets of malkas for eating fresh and dried grapes? That's on Daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 5. Which definitely one that the Nazir captured by bandits who shaved his hair did not forfeit days because it was done after he completed his Naziris before bringing Karbonus? That's on Daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 6. Which definitely one that Rav Akiva learns Tamki Iker from Giuli Nachrim, purging utensils of Nachrim from the absorbed flavor of forbidden foods? That's on Daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we have the question whether hair grows from the root or from the tip? That's on Daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we have when the Rehoboam says that Rav Elazar darshans prat klo prat from the pasuk of Shomer Sachar? That's on Daf Lamed Hey. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we have when the Rabban learned Tamki Iker from Mishras and applied to all Torah prohibitions based on a Kal Vachomer? That's on Daf Lamed Zayin. Good. And number 10. Which stuff in Machok is whether a Nazir only transgresses when he shaves with a razor or also when the hair is plucked or a cream is used? That's on Daf Lamed Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.